is a town where the coffins don't often keep their contents, and a man whose job it is to quietly rebury them empty. He doesn't speak much, but one evening before leaving on his rounds, he broke down and told his pale wife of the people he'd seen climbing up out of the ground, and how these unnerving corpses would all linger near a particular crumbling crypt, moaning at its walls in horrible choruses before finally wandering off into the forest. And there's a carpenter in the town for whom feud and sickness have made business good. He makes beautiful coffins from unusual dark woods. He claims to buy the strange strain of timber from a mill in another town that has it delivered from some far away and exotic land. But in truth, he cuts it from a secret stand that his great-grandfather discovered, and the lumber they've harvested is unlike any other, for nowhere else do such dark arching trees grow, but deep in the forest, in the Hollister's secret grove. There's a town where the coffins don't often keep their contents, and a man whose job it is to quietly rebury them empty. That night his wife insisted upon coming with him. She held his hand through the cavern. Keep lit that lantern. She shakily obliged as he stooped low and swept the dead leaves aside. Bring that light close. There seems to be a name written on the stone. They were upon the lid of a large carved sarcophagus that the soft silt had swallowed up to its rim, concealing in sediment the rest of its girth. In its granite surface they found these carved words: "Here lies the Honorable Judge Marshall Hollister." And they thought it strange that it bore the family name of the town carpenter. For in that town the coffins don't often keep their contents, but the carpenter's ancestors each rested in their own stone sarcophagus. The next day the carpenter left late on his way to the grove, for the strange quiet grave tender was asking odd questions about some arcane stones. He knew little of the roots of his family's traditions, but the questions left him feeling suspicious, so he took a different path, not knowing the distance. It was late afternoon by the time his wagon broke through the dark grove's thorny skeletal thickets. So he set to work with an uneasy quickness, and in his gut was a queasy feeling of sickness. Yet little did he know that the reason those trees had grown so dark and twisted was that they were rooted in bone from long ago, when harsh sentences were delivered. For that was the place the town had buried all its witches, burned, boiled, and drowned. They clogged the ground with bone and ash. The town had chosen to forget that dark past, but in that fall forest the evening fell fast, and the darkness caught the carpenter alone in the grove with his axe as a thousand tortured ghouls amassed. Not even his horse came back. There's a town where the coffins don't often keep their contents, and a man whose job it is to quietly rebury them empty. Hold my hand through the cavern, and keep lit that lantern. There seems to be a name.